You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Hi, John. It's Rebecca St. James. How are you?
Rebecca, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
And happy Valentine's Day. Your first as a married woman, right?
That's right. Exactly.
And I hear that your husband, Jacob, is kind of a romantic.
Yes.
And maybe
has
some special plans for Valentine's Day. First of all, tell me the story, like how he proposed. I hear it's kind of cool.
Yeah, we were actually in Tennessee for Christmas with my family, and it snowed actually on Christmas Day there, which is miraculous because it never snows in Nashville at Christmas. And so it was like a winter wonderland, and Jacob had built this like kind of pathway at my parents' farm, kind of like a garden pathway, and had a Christmas tree with presents underneath, and like made a fire with this, literally everywhere is like covered with snow. And so it was just absolutely magical. And then I have a frog that he'd seen at my house that was sitting on a bench, you know, like a little ceramic frog, and it says waiting on the bench. So he'd noticed that. So he gave me a series of presents, and one of them was like the scroll and where he like shared all the things that he loved about me. And then the next present was a little ceramic frog with a little note around it that said, wait no more. And then he got down on his knee with the ring. And so it was absolutely magical. I had no idea. It was just the most perfect Christmas present ever.
Our guest this morning, Rebecca St. James, you said that Jacob was the man worth waiting for, and your ministry in music has been really associated with purity and that wait for me message. Talk to single ladies who are in kind of that stage of life right now, and can you tell them that it is indeed worth the wait?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most beautiful things really about this season is just being able to say that, you know, it is worth the wait. Like marriage is even more beautiful than what I thought it would be. I mean, there's just something about having, you know, my soulmate and my best friend, just being able to do life with him and just knowing that we're in this for life. We exchanged purity rings because he'd waited for me too, which is just the biggest gift ever. And then we also poured like sand from Australia representing me and then sand from California representing him into a vase. And it just becomes this one kind of new entity that cannot be separated. And it was just this picture of, you know, this is for life. This is a covenant. There's something about that commitment of marriage that is just so incredibly powerful and takes the love so much deeper. So I do want to just encourage single girls out there. Marriage is wonderful. Be praying for your future husband. Write him love notes. I actually wrote quite a few for my husband that we ended up reading on our honeymoon, and it really is a beautiful thing and absolutely worth the wait.
Especially on this Valentine's Day, I know there are many singles in our listening family who may be discouraged, and just really need to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I actually started writing this book, What Is He Thinking, before I met my husband, probably 6 to 9 months before it, I got the idea. And I really just, as a single person, you know, wanted to know what guys are truly looking for, what are like turnoffs, you know, kind of do's and don'ts, you know, do they really value modesty, how are they pursuing purity, like, you know, just really, you know, talk to them about dating and kind of get the inside scoop. And so that's what the book is about. It's really my interviews with all these different guys, you know, ranging in age 18 to 34. The book does really show that there are really great guys out there that are fun, that have lots of like personality, that are really doing things in the world, that love God, just all-around good guys. So they're not all gone. They are out there, and they're worth waiting for.
I got to tell you, I think there may be some guys that want to read it just to see what we're thinking.
I've had actually some of my guy friends read it just out of interest. So I think that is happening a bit too.
The book is called What Is He Thinking? And, you know, on a holiday where some of us call it Singles Awareness Day, this can be a bit of an encouragement when you need it the most.
Yeah, definitely something that I think would be really applicable to Valentine's Day and something that would be very encouraging.
Well, I want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day, Rebecca. And
thank you.
On behalf of our listening family, congratulations to you and Jacob. And we just wish you the best as you continue to pursue God in your relationship.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. God bless you.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast with John Baglio.